A lot of people wonder about the difference between historic and historical. And when you're writing something, it can be tough to choose. They're both adjectives, obviously, and they both refer to history as it relates to some noun. Yet there's clearly some reason why these two words exist, some subtle difference that makes each form uniquely useful enough to stand the test of time. I've read up on the difference between these two words, and for some reason it doesn't stick in my brain very well. But the lesson that does stick with me from all this is basically all I need to know in order to help other people who ask me about the difference. When, in the past, I've gotten emails from readers asking what the difference is between historic and historical, I do that thing that drives me nuts when other people do it. Yet in this case, it seems justified. I answer their question with a question. What do you think the difference is? I ask. The answer I get usually has to do with the subtle emphasis each word offers. And with surprising frequency, people will articulate their thoughts something like this. Historical, they'll say, means it has something to do with, you know, history. And historic means, like, huge. Okay, maybe they're not all surfers, but that is the general idea everyone seems to have about these words. Historical has to do with stuff like historical research and historical records, while historic means something momentous in time, a historic occasion. The people who ask already seem to know this, but they figure that their own vague sense of the words isn't valid enough to count. On the contrary, I tell them, that vague sense of how words are used is where definitions come from in the first place. Historic, adjective, having or likely to have a lasting significance or importance, a historic occasion. That's Webster's New World College Dictionary's definition of historic. Now let's listen to the same dictionary define historical. 1. Of or concerned with history as a science. 2. Providing evidence for a fact of history, serving as a source of history, as in a historical document. 3. Based on or suggested by people or events of the past, a historical novel. 4. Established by history, not legendary or fictional, that is, factual or real. And finally, 5. Showing the development or evolution in proper chronological order, a historical account of the facts. In other words, all 5 of these definitions sort of lead us to the same conclusion. Historical means pertaining to history, while historic means, well, kind of huge. Of course, any time people are unclear on the difference between two words, it's a sign that they may also have some synonymous definitions. And these two words are no different. Webster's last definition of historic is historical. And its last definition of historical is that it can mean historic. But the fact that these are the last definitions under each dictionary entry tells you something. Both historic and historical have a main emphasis that distinguishes each from the other. So though you can use them synonymously, historical tends to suggest research into the part or study of something over time, while historic tends to imply that something is really momentous. And by the way, if you're wondering whether you should use a or an before historic and historical, that is, whether it's a historic occasion or an historic occasion, that's a separate matter discussed in a previous podcast, but I'll go ahead and give you the short version. Both a and an are okay in front of historic and historical. But professional editing, including the Chicago Manual of Style, shows a strong preference for just a. So the preferred form is a historic occasion.